This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. If your commute to work today was a drag, spare a thought, would you, for the people of Atlanta who are now on day six of dealing with the aftermath of that big bridge collapse on I-85. Workarounds are being found, yes, reroutings and detours. Spare another thought, though, for businesses in the vicinity, which are stuck where they are as customers pass them by. LEU reports now from WABE.
A live band plays at Fat Matt's Rib Shack, a popular barbecue joint in Atlanta, where only a few tables are filled. The restaurant is about a half a mile away from where the I-85 bridge collapsed last week after a massive fire shutting down part of the freeway and some nearby roads. Since then, business has been slow here, says Matt Kane, Fat Matt's nighttime manager.
For the most part, we've been dead. It'll sprinkle in here and there, but yeah, it's definitely changed.
Kane says the restaurant's seen about a 50% drop-off in customers, and he's had to let employees off early because of the lull. He says that pretty much never happens, especially on the weekends.
We usually have a line out the door, sometimes to the road, which I wish they wouldn't line up in the street, but what are you going to do? They want ribs.
Down the road on the other side of the bridge collapse, a big liquor store had to be evacuated because of the fire. No one was injured in the collapse. One person has been charged with arson in connection with the fire. When the liquor store that was evacuated reopened, manager Stephanie Brown says sales took a hit. People just couldn't get there easily by car.
So we had a lot of customers like walking to get to us and then riding their bicycles to come get to us, which is great. But, you know, there are customers that would, you know, typically buy like a couple cases, and so then they could only buy like a couple bottles. So
Jeffrey Netter is a professor of finance at the University of Georgia. He says, yeah, businesses around where the bridge shut down will be affected for a while.
Say a restaurant or a hotel, I mean, they're in major trouble.
About 250,000 cars traveled over the bridge every day. Without it, Netter says that's a huge change to people's commutes as well as business logistics. He says that while the problem is temporary, the collapse also affects the city's image.
And Atlanta already is known as a commuting nightmare to some extent, and this makes that view worse.
He says it needs to be fixed fast for the sake of the business environment. Back at Fat Matt's Rib Shack, manager Matt Kane agrees. He's thinking about how the collapse will affect rib sales in the months ahead.
I mean, 4th of July, Labor Day, Memorial Day, those are our three big days. You know what I mean? So that would be pretty bad.
State officials say they're hoping to get the I-85 bridge fixed by mid-June. In Atlanta, I'm LEU for Marketplace.